chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited to have you and be with you and spend all this time with you today. I wish it was more of you. Oh, my goodness. I look forward to Wednesdays every week. I'm telling you, you guys are just the what they call a hump day. You are my refreshment for the week. I don't know what to say about that or how to call it. But anyway, I just look forward to it. You guys just really, really are the breath and the wind beneath my wings. You keep me going for the rest of the week, so I look forward to spending time with you. I thank you so much for helping make Dr. Gina's Radio Chat one of the number one internet talk shows worldwide. You guys continuously amaze me. I'm so thankful. I want to continuously thank my producer, Doug. He is amazing. Him and Don, they continuously keep finding all different ways to keep evolving this BBS radio station. And by the way, if you want to tune in any other way, you can. You can go on Google Play and say, hey, Google, play BBS radio station number one, and it'll bring you right into Dr. Gina's radio chat. And also you can go on Alexa. You can say, Alexa, play Gina's radio chat, and it'll bring you right into Dr. Gina's radio chat. Also, you can always download the app, BBS Radio app, and you can carry us everywhere you go. And of course, you know to dial in at 712-775-6619. We're on over 110 live streaming networks for all of the new listeners that don't know, including iHeartRadio.com and their podcast, iHeartRadio Podcast. So there's no reason why you can't tell any and all of your friends, any and all of your family members, and any and all of your coworkers, because you guys, with the internet, we're working with people in Japan, we're working with people in Hawaii, we're working with people in Portugal, which brings me to the weather. Let's go right on in, because we got a full show, and I don't want you to miss any of it, okay? So, in D.C. right now, we are partly cloudy, 52 degrees. Our high is going to be 55 degrees today. Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy, 37 degrees. You got rain coming at noon and at 1 p.m. It's going to be clearing up around 2 or 3 o'clock, but you're going to have highs of 45 degrees today. That's pretty good for you guys. Jacksonville, Florida, mostly sunny. You're 68 right now. Your high is going to be 81 degrees. London, you are 57 degrees, partly cloudy right now. That is your high. You're waking up to a lot of wind, and your high, you're going to wake up to 42 degrees, high 49. Los Angeles, you are 61 degrees, mostly cloudy right now. Your high is 70 today. You got thunderstorms coming. Wow. I don't even know the last time I reported thunderstorms, but you got them coming. Your high tomorrow is going to be 55 degrees. I love me some L.A. All right. Augusta, Georgia, you're 66 degrees, mostly cloudy. Shout out to iHeartRadio over there in Augusta, Georgia. Fats and the rest of the crew, you are 77. Your high is 66. You're 66 degrees right now, and your high is 77. Let's go on to South Australia. Hey, Australia, you are 84 degrees right now. That was your high. You're waking up to sunshine tomorrow, 69 degrees. Your high is going to be 96. Kenya, you are 93 degrees, mostly cloudy. That is your high. You're waking up to 75 degrees. Your high tomorrow is 96. Australia, I got you. Puerto Rico, hey, you are 73 degrees right now, partly cloudy, but you got rain coming all this afternoon. You got a breakup around 8 p.m., but it starts back up again for you tomorrow. You're waking up to 62 degrees. Your high is going to be 78 with showers. Portugal? Hi, Portugal. How are you? We are mostly cloudy right now, 54 degrees. That is your high. You're waking up to a lot of wind tomorrow, 42 degrees, and your high tomorrow is 48. If I didn't name your continent, your city, your state, your nation, whatever. Know, like I always say, no matter what's going on around you, in you, or to you, God is still in control and he has the final say, and know that he loves you. And guess what? So do we. All right. Listen, we're going to take a ministerial moment break because that's what we're going to go into right now. We got to take a word from the sponsor and we'll be right back. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. So, listen, we're going to be talking to Dr. Barbara Lowe. We had the World Women's Wholeness Summit this weekend, but I just wanted to just touch on it a little bit, but not too much, because I want to talk to her more about it with her. And but I want to say that when you think that you are right, I mean, you always okay. But when you think that you have gone through the process of deliverance, or that you have dug up everything or dealt with everything and you think you okay, God says something different. I love him so much because no rock shall be unturned. He's going to go in all the way in. And the thing about what I love about the Father is that he's so delicate with us. He's so just loving with us. Delicate keeps coming to me because, you know, he could be, you know, he could be like very crass or harsh or all of that, but he's not. Like, even with your purification or your deliverance season and all of that, like, he does it in the time and the place and how he wants to do it. When, and like I said, you know, you think that, okay, you done made it through, you don't think about a situation, but it's not even just about what you're not thinking about. It's a lot to do with how you make decisions when something comes up that like a job or a new promotion or a new relationship or having children or more ministerial responsibilities. Things lay dormant and they come up and you don't even know, well, wait a minute, who was that? Where did that come from? And so God just knows exactly the seasons and times where it's necessary to deal with issues that you may have thought was over, done with, you got over it, you're good, you've forgiven. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, I didn't realize I thought like this, or I felt this way, or I had this issue still. And I just love him that way, because I can say that, you know, for me, this weekend was so amazing for me. And I hope that while I was getting what I needed for the next level, you know, going into a new season, going into new responsibilities, that you got what you needed. If you did tune in to this summit, it was definitely an eye opener. It was definitely a shakening. It was definitely a unity. It was just, it meant so much to me that I'm just excited about being even more free. I feel like I thought I was good, but now I know I feel great. And I just, and now I'm in a place where I can actually, say yes, Lord, even more, and really mean that, because I thought I did, but now that I've seen the work that he's done, even more at this level that I'm at in ministry as a leader, I just encourage every leader that I, you know, the responsibility is great. I know that you, because just like myself, you have people that look to you, you're counseling people, and we have to be strong, and we have to, you know, because they can't handle battle, everything that we're going through, we're supposed to be there to lead them to the Lord and minister to them and counsel them and things like that. And a lot of things that we may be going through in the secret, you know, their delicate souls couldn't handle hearing some of our truth. So in this summit, for me, it was just like, wow. It was just so breathtaking and so liberating for me as a leader for 17 years to be at this place in my life as a two-time author and all the credentials and all of this stuff, and be able to say, know that I'm not alone, or that I can hear somebody else's testimony, or people were praying for us. And oh my God, if you did not get the summit, stay tuned, because Dr. Barbara's going to join me and we're going to talk more about it. But I just wanted to let you know that it's okay. Okay, that you allow God to let him go in deeper, let him heal you from the rooter to the tutor, let him go into the deepest crevices, every fragmented area, every broken piece, let him deal with it. Don't hide anymore, don't pretend anymore, be free, be liberated, because I'm telling you, there's stuff that he wants you to see, there's stuff that he wants you to do, there's stuff that he wants you to hear, there's things that he wants you to experience. And something may be holding you back from all of that, because it might be a survival tool for you. It might be fear for you. It might be disappointment for you. It might be any of those things that may be holding you and blocking your vision and your hearing from God to get instructions and to get directions. This is very important in this new season and decade, that you get all of that from him so you can go. Whatever you've been believing him for, pick it back up. Don't let disappointment or discouragement, you know, hold you back. Don't let any of that. Allow him to go in those places that you haven't even thought of in a while. I know you're wondering, like, well, what is it, Dr. Gina? I don't know, because I didn't even know what was going on in me. I was just as shocked as you may be hearing me say this. But you know what? I'm glad that I was in this safe season, this safe place with this summit, to be able to allow God to use all of these phenomenal women to actually be encouragement to me, and remove the shackles by hearing their testimony and seeing them liberated from telling it, liberated me. So I encourage you to go ahead and check into the summit. Go ahead and check into yourself. Go ahead and especially check into the doctor, our Father, God Almighty himself, and let him do the healing, sister. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Okay, now, without further ado, my sister, my soul sister, for real, this is my spiritual sister, straight up. I am so glad and so honored that God brought us together. I'm so appreciative to her, Dr. Barbara Lowe. She is a therapist. She is a mentor. She is a podcast personality. She is a television host. I can't even, a wife, a mother. She everything. She got it all together. And God is still pulling stuff out of her. My sister, Dr. Barbara Lowe, welcome to the show, girl.
Oh, Dr. Gina, I am so incredibly honored to be here. I have to say that you were such a hit at the World Women's Wholeness Summit. People loved Dr. Gina. They were like, oh my gosh, Dr. Gina, Dr. Gina, Dr. Gina's testimony. Girl, you are so good on camera. You are good on radio and you are good on camera. But you know what? I enjoyed you so much. I enjoyed seeing you give. I enjoyed seeing you minister. I enjoyed seeing you receiving. I mean, what a delight you are, and what a delight as far as what God has done. I was counting this morning. We have this, we have a Google form for people who were in the summit that we sent out to some people who were in the summit. And I have almost 200 testimonies that where people filled out this long form for me. I mean, people were deeply touched. We probably have, between social media, all the social medias and forums and stuff, probably 1,000 testimonies of what the Lord did in the World Women's Wholeness Summit. I mean, long testimonies. Often it's like a paragraph. I had one person send me a three-page testimony. I mean, God moved. We had 99 countries, women from 99 countries. We had 152,000 at last reach, and 60,000 unique viewers. So God is moving. And usually people, when they tune in, they watch for anywhere from 1 to 8 minutes, 8 being like if you're at 8 minutes viewing time, it's good. We had an average of 26 minutes viewing time, which tells us that this is really what women are longing for. This is not just every other message. This is a message that is hitting home and resonating with women like never before. And you know what they loved? They loved the talks, but they loved the live sessions. They loved hearing us sit and talk about our struggles and being authentic and being real and vulnerable and talking about our hurt and our hope and our trenches and our triumphs. They loved it.
It was so authentic, you know, because it was not the topics were premeditated, but everything else was so organic that we just flowed off of each other. And I'm going to be honest with you, that setting pulled something out. It was so anointed, the setting itself, just done with all of the anointing of God, from the producers to the camera people to the stage handlers to the set handlers to the set designers. It was just so anointed. You could tell the gifts of God was all over there. And then you as a awesome host, anointed for just all of this. It was just incredible. So when you got on the set, you had the topics as God led you. But what I really loved about it is that it was such an anointing to destroy yokes on that set, that it literally pulled something out of every one of us that were there to co-host with you and speak. It pulled stuff out of us. I'm telling you, I said stuff to you guys, all of you that tuned in, all hundreds of thousands of you guys that tuned in 83 countries. I said stuff to you that my listening audience on Dr. Gina's radio chat on a regular did not hear. So that's why all of you Dr. Gina's radio chat listeners, if you did not get your go ahead and sign up. You have to sign up. I am so vulnerable and so raw. I told Dr. Barbara, I said, I feel like I'm raw meat up here. I feel naked. I feel naked, but all of the women just gave it up. It was just such a safe environment. And I know that multiple women, multitudes were touched by each and every one of our stories and our testimonies. And it literally liberated. So I'm not surprised to hear some of the testimonies. Is there one that you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners today?
Sure. But isn't it funny? Remember when you and I were both sitting there on camera when we were both like, well, I feel naked. Well, me too. We were both like, we just told everyone that.
Yes. It was,
I like this testimony a lot because, you know, unity with diversity was my heart. Thank you. This summit has been life-changing. Thank you for having a diverse group of women speakers as well. As a young woman of color, I many times feel as if types of conferences or women's gatherings are not for me because women of color are normally not included in the lineup. So again, thank you. Truly speechless. May God bless you tremendously for what you have poured out for women all over the world.
Wow. And
here's another one. I realize that it's not that I'm not good enough. I just don't have enough information. It empowered me to hand the baton over to the Lord more willingly and detached from my super cape. This is a cute one. Can I please be part of the team next year? I don't care if I have to get coffee, donuts, water. I just want to be in the presence of you amazing ladies and the power of God as he works and moves through you. You have my email and here's my cell phone. What an awesome 3 days as I listen to women just like me walking through grief and healing to a place of wholeness. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I look forward to hearing from and meeting you. And just, there are, you know, we're like at 1,000 testimonies. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on and on.
I love it. It was incredible. It was a great experience. I tell everybody what's going on now with it. How are we able to get a piece of it now?
Yes. Well, we have the All Access Pass available for only $1 a video, and it's actually less than $1 a video because we have all the live sessions included and then also some of the extra videos I included. So it's probably about 60 or 70 cents a video. So it's $74. And if you go to 3wsummit.com, let me scroll up here, you just hit on the pink button up top where it says still available. Click here to purchase the All Access Pass, and then you'll have it for a lifetime. You'll have, and it's beautifully done. And you also get all of our resource pages where we lead you to further resources to grow more, heal more, dig in deeper, because we know that people are going to want to dig in deeper. So we want to get as many people in on this All Access Pass as possible. The price is going to go up a little bit on Monday, so go ahead and hop on there today. And proceeds go to help pay for the cost of the summit. So far, we've about recovered about half of the cost, and that doesn't include all the volunteer time that Tim and I and many of our team gave. We sowed into this as an offering to the Lord, and we trust the Lord with that. But do know that your proceeds are going to help us reach women around the world with wholeness. And many of the women have asked, like hundreds have asked us, hey, can you make a TV show or a YouTube show where we can see more of this? Can you do it more mini summits so we can see more of this? Can you create devotionals for us? Can you, they even want our t-shirts.
Oh,
and they've
wow.
asked for retreats. They've asked for retreats. So we are really praying now about what follow-ups need to be, because this has hit a nerve with women around the world, with women from 99 countries and counting. And so we want to be responsive and help women to continue to grow. So we're praying about next steps and would love your prayers. But we would also love for you to get this All Access Pass. We really want to put this in your hands. So go to 3wsummit.com and you can click on the pink button at the top.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm going to bless someone with the package. So I'm going to give you details about that. Stay tuned to the show, because you're going to need to get the instructions before we end the show. But I'm going to bless a person with this pack, you know, to have access to it for the $74. So you can, it's a dollar. So for you all that, if you just don't get the blessing from me, you're going to still be blessed, because guess what? You're sowing in only a dollar a day. It's for each person that spoke, each speaker, over 74 speakers. So you're actually getting more for your buck a day, because there's over 74 speakers, and you're going to get the live sessions. It's, you can't beat it. I mean, for your soul, for your healing, I mean, you'll have access to this, so you can, like, you know, really get into it and see all of the different testimonies, from prayer life to abuse to drug addiction to stripping and prostitution and all kind of stuff. People have been abandonment, church hurt, rejection, emotional and physical and mental abuse. I mean, stories that I have never heard. I mean, God bless each and every person that shared their stories. You don't know what nobody's going through, because God just makes us look so beautiful. You know, we could be broken on the inside and look so gorgeous on the outside. God is going to beautify right now in this season your inside. So whatever you're dealing with, struggling with, this summit right here is going to give you the breakthrough that you need. I promise you that, because it did it for me. Like I said, I thought I was okay. I thought I was, you know, I've forgiven a couple of folks. I thought that I was, you know, healed from some stuff. I'm just moving on and saying, Lord, what's the next thing? And he's like, okay, but we got to go in there, go a little bit deeper. And you know, I felt safe. And that's what I love about this conference, because every person, Dr. Barbara to Real Talk Kim to Cheryl Brady, to Cora Jakes, to everybody, I mean, Dr. Shannon, everybody, you know, really, really was able to get what they needed to go to the next level, because you know, God just keeps us leaving legacy. That was the topic, right? Leaving a legacy.
Yep, that's right. We are leaving a legacy. You know, God wants us whole, but he doesn't just want us whole. He wants us to leave a legacy and to live in legacy living. And so that is our focus. You know, the International Women's Day, the world's hashtag was Each for Equal. And yes, we are equal and should each should be equal. But God wants us more than equal. He wants us whole and living in legacy. And we are working to catapult women into places we've never seen women in before, in the kingdom, in the service of the kingdom, in purpose, in the career realm, in wholeness, in deliverance from anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, women are... one out of three women are assaulted, raped, or molested. And this is in Western countries. It's even worse in, you know, more third world countries. And God is now arising and his enemies are scattering. God is saying enough with his daddy voice. And he is rising up and he is putting his face to the enemies of women, which is the devil himself. And he is saying, go. And he is bringing healing to us like never before, because whole women are going to change the whole world. The Lord has shown me that there's a great awakening and a revival that is coming. And it's going to start to and through women and then go to the whole world. Don't miss out, my friend. Don't miss out, my girlfriend. Get in and get going with wholeness and legacy living.
Well, I'm excited about what's next for the World Women's Wholeness Summit. I'm excited about what's next. I know you had talked about 2021. We got to get you back on to when you finalize and get all of that information. I know you're talking about a lot of things been coming up, and I know you're being pulled in all direction. I know you're going to get before the Lord and allow him to give you the direction and instructions, but you know you got to come back on Dr. Gina's radio chat and let us know what's going on so we can all be a part of it. And again, you guys, to listen in to Dr. Barbara Lowe's podcast, where can they follow you on social media and where is your podcast?
Yeah, so I just released a podcast today with an update from the summit at wholelifepodcast.com. I'm also on Charisma Podcast Network, as are you, Dr. Gina. And you can follow me. My website's Dr. Barbara Lowe. I have courses there that'll help you apply faith plus therapy principles to really catapult you in soul wholeness and mind wholeness and emotional wholeness and in spiritual wholeness. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, on YouTube and Instagram, The Gram, and iTunes, Dr. Barbara Lowe, and then podcast is Whole Life Podcast with Dr. Barbara.
I love it. All right, my sister, my beautiful gal. Listen, tell my brother-in-law, Tim, I said hello, and the rest of the family. And, you know, we'll be talking soon. I love you so much.
I love you, my spiritual twin.
I know, right? Spiritual twin.
Yep,
so
we really are. I love you so much.
All right. I love you too, sister. All right. Okay. Until next time, take care. I'll talk to you soon. All right, you guys, that was Dr. Barbara Lowe. You got to go and follow her from the World Women's Wholeness Summit, which was so amazing. We're getting ready to go right now into commercial break. And then we got my girl Gina G and Jeffrey Hill. But then we got Randy from Judah Band coming and joining us. I can't wait for that interview. We'll be live. So stay tuned right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, this is your girl, Betty Wright, and you just get ready for Ms. Gina's Radio Chat.
It's Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, this is your girl, Betty Wright, and you know what I'm doing? on Tonight Is the Night, like Betty Wright, I'm hanging out with Dr. Gina's radio chat. That's right, best in town. You know that, best all around. That's right, Dr. Gina's radio chat. You heard me.
Oh, my goodness. Gina G, what's going on, girl?
I can't deal with Betty Wright.
Betty Wright, getting it right like Betty Wright, honey. Well, listen, we had a technical glitch with communication, me and producer Doug, so I'm sorry, I did not know. I know you text me, and I know he said something, but I didn't see nothing he said, so I didn't know. But we got to go ahead with Jeff, because he's on a plane, just got engaged. Jeffrey Hill, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me? Hello, hello. Can you
hear me? Gina, Jeff got engaged, girl, in Italy, honey. He's on his way back to the States now. You better not bring that corona thing with you, though.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ladies. Congrats. Definitely in order. I appreciate that for sure. How's everybody doing today?
Okay, so what you got for us today?
I am doing good. I am actually here, getting ready to leave Rome. Leave Rome, headed back home. We had to cut our trip short because everybody knows what's been going on with COVID-19. But what most people don't understand is how it actually relates to the stock market. I actually had a client to call me yesterday and ask the question, well, how is this thing affecting the stock market? Because he's personally lost about $7,000 in less than a week. And in total, it's been about $9 trillion that has evaporated from investment accounts and, you know, brokerage accounts and things like that over the last, 10 days now, $9 trillion. That's trillion with a T. So what happens is when people make emotional decisions, that's when the market moves. So what happens is somebody gets a little scared and they know where their stock price is right now. And they're saying, well, I need to go ahead and start selling off my stocks before everybody else starts to sell theirs, because the more people are selling, supply and demand, the cost is a lot lower, right? So ideally, let me get out before everybody else does. So the faster people are making these decisions, the faster this money is starting to move. And now everybody is on edge waiting to figure out what the president is going to do with the stimulus package before they realize if they need to get back in. Well, we've always been taught when it comes to investing to buy low, sell high. But most people can repeat that mantra over and over and over. But emotionally, it's a lot harder to do, because think about it. If I had $100,000 in my account, and I just lost $35,000 because the market has made some corrections, it's a lot harder for me emotionally to say, hey, let me go ahead and put some more money in it, even though it's down. But if I ask when is the best time to buy and sell, somebody's going to say all day long, you should buy low, sell high. It's a lot harder to do when the emotions are tied to it. So I would tell people this, have a strategy to make sure you're not taking these losses when they happen. There's no written rule that says you have to take a lot of undue, unnecessary risk just to achieve your financial goals. But there are tools out there that can protect you against everything that's happened right now. You can be one of those people who can still look at your account and say, man, I haven't lost one dime to any of the crazy stuff going on. They're out there. You just have to choose them. So that's the kind of services that we provide at Hill Financial Group. So if you guys have questions, give me a call, 501-291-0708. That is 501-291-0708. Or you can reach out to me on my social media. Just look at the Hill Financial Group Incorporated. Google me. I'm out there. Send me an email or send me something on social media. HFG Inc. on Instagram, or go to Hill, go to Facebook and type in the Hill Financial Group and you'll find me. But if you guys have questions, that's what we're designed here. We are designed to help you in situations just like this.
I love it. Well, all right. You gave all your information. Again, Gina, isn't this exciting? He's engaged and all of that.
Well, that's why this time he didn't get his phone number out, see, because he engaged now. He usually tell people call him on the cell phone. See, he engaged now, Gina. He can't be giving that cell phone out no more.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Well, listen, Jeff, safe travels to you. And congratulations. Tell your beautiful fiance that congratulations as well. And we love you. We love her too, okay?
All right, awesome. I appreciate it, ladies. Have a good one.
All right. Okay, same. So listen, we got Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity with Gina G. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I'm every time, people, every time it gets me. Okay. Now, we're going to get on track because I'm just going to kind of piggyback off of what Jeff is talking about, and this is coronavirus, people. I did some flying yesterday from one of the states.
There's no one online for you.
A state of emergency, which is Los Angeles, California. They considered the whole state to be under a state of emergency, and I'm going to tell y'all something. Crazy. It is as crazy as you think it is. People with these masks on, people with gloves on, people looking at air. I'm talking about if somebody even coughs, I don't care if they're clearing their throat, somebody is ready to attack these people in these airports. It is just so crazy. But please believe me and mine had masks on. But it's so much misinformation about it out there. So for all those that are concerned about the coronavirus, Please, not only consult with your doctor, but look at some stuff that's credible. Please, don't keep going on here on social media and Instagram and whatnot and like, now it's coming here, now come stop, y'all. Because for one reason that I've heard, that the mask is not even helping. So we just around here looking like surgeons, and we ain't helping nothing. It's about keeping your hands, wash your hands consistently, people. It's something that is carried on through someone else. It is not airborne. So it's not if someone sneezes. Now, oh, Lord, I didn't walk right through the corona sneeze, and now I got the coronavirus. So please make sure you do your research, you guys, because this is like, it's an epidemic. But I know that President Trump is thinking about doing a payroll tax for those to stay home. They want the people to stay home so they can get control of this virus. I don't know if you remember, Dr. Gina, in 2000, I believe it was 2002, we had that big scare, SARS, S-A-R, mm-hmm. which is crazy because it is actually linked to the coronavirus. It's a respiratory infection that we were dealing with back in 2002, which is still linked to the coronavirus. So, you guys, ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing new under the sun. I know that Harvard is going to shut down their campus. I have a friend of mine whose son is off in school here in Maine, and he wasn't even able to come home this past weekend because they were told if they were to come to certain places that had the state of emergency, they would not be allowed back on campus. So although it is, it's not as serious as you think, it really is serious. So I hope you guys are doing your research and listening and paying attention. I don't know if you guys caught the moon yesterday, but it was a super moon. Oh, my goodness, you guys. It was beautiful. If you didn't catch it, I don't know what to tell you. You got to keep your eyes open. I thought this story was really cute, and I wanted to share it with you guys. There was a longtime friend, Ashley Thomas and Latoya Wembley. They are best friends. They have been best friends for 17 years, you guys. 17 years, which is, come on, is a long time. Come to find out, in February, they just found out that they are actual sisters. I'm talking about they are real-life biological sisters from their father's side, and they had no idea. They have been best friends for 17 years. So this was like a really good feel-good story to me because it's kind of like, you know, you never know who someone is. That's why, of course, Gina, you always want to be kind to people. You always want to, you know, extend out a hand instead of being so rude and so mean. And to come to find out, these girls could have been fighting each other for 17 years, but they decided to be besties, and they had the same father. Now, I don't know about 17 years, but I might would have tried to find that out in 17 days. You know, about 17 years, I ain't known you was my sister, but it's just, that's just the way life goes. Everybody's saying that, excuse me, everybody says that it's God's hands, and it definitely is. We want to send our love and support to the Jeopardy host, Alex Trebek. You guys, he is beating his pancreatic cancer. He is fighting. If you guys ever watch Jeopardy, then you know who I'm talking about. He is such a great host, and he is fighting, you guys, through his pancreatic cancer. There's other things going on that is not really important, but the important thing is, which I'm going to run it into my because I'm going to run it in here because it's going to be real quick. Love who you are. It's very difficult. I know Gina has done the summit this week and has had so much breakthrough. I've been so busy, but I got to see the pictures. I got to talk to my sister for a few minutes the other day. And just to hear the joy and the relief in her voice is really, really awesome. And I just want to encourage other people to kind of feel like my sister is feeling right now. And that's love yourself. Once you're able to let things go, because like you said, you just said that a few minutes ago, Dr. Gina, that you thought you had let some things go and you thought you had forgiven some people. But then, you know, when something comes out, you like, wait a minute, but did I really? I just want you guys to take the moment today to love yourself. We're always loving and giving to other people, and we're not sowing into ourselves. And like Dr. Gina said and Barbara said, you guys, pay this money. It's an investment in yourself. It is an investment to be a better person and to be a better person to someone else. So with that being said, love yourself today, you guys. You know, you can love on your kids and your husband today, but just run to the bathroom real quick and give yourself some time. Get you some bonbons and a newspaper or a good magazine and give some time to yourself. And this is really for the ladies because it is National Women's Month. So, fellas, you'll get your chance in June. But right now, it's for the women.
All right. Thank you so much, Gina G. So many good tips and everything that you've given. I'm always, it's funny, it's hilarious. We're getting ready for more of the show. I love your segment. Thank you so much for the Trinity with Gina G. Yeah. We get right like Betty Wright with Gina G with the Trinity. Oh, Lord. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break and see what else is coming up on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Stay tuned.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Check one, check two. This is Coca Brown.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
It's what to say that one more time for me?
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening to Dr. G's. I'm sorry. What was that again? I'm sorry.
You're Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Got it. Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening, as well as me right now, to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Let him use you.
Yes. Gina, I'll tell you, it's something about this show that be pulling all the sass out of our sisters, man. Everybody, Eddie, everybody gets sassy when they get on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, don't they? He's right,
y'all. They get that drop done, don't they?
They get the drop done. They be adding stuff, honey. I love it. I love that our show makes everybody feel so comfortable. And that brings me to, I don't even know how, because I just love this group so bad, so much, so good, so everything. I just love them. They are, I don't want to say this, but I have to. They are my favorite Christian gospel group. I love everything about them. They are so funky and artsy and creative. Their dress, their wardrobe, their hair, their sing. They're just a phenomenal group of young people that are just exuberant, just I don't even have the words. They just are so bomb. But we got with us, we got Randy Weston from Judah Band. He's representing the whole group because it's a few of them. But he's coming on to represent. But like I said, this is my favorite group. And we're going to be listening to, before he comes on and does his interview, we got to hear his new song, their new song, Wait and See. We're going to play that right now before we do the interview. So y'all listen to Wait and See by Judah Band, my favorite group.
Hey, let me hear you make some noise in here.
I'm so glad. I know we got mixed up with time and everything. Our fault here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. But we're so glad that you were able to join us. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Wendy, Randy Weston. How are you?
I'm doing good. So glad to be back.
Man, we are so glad that you're back. Tell us about this new, first of all, this is going to be in rotation for a while. So we're so glad. Yes, it's going to be in rotation. And so everybody all over the world
thank
is going to get
Lord.
A chance to, yes, hallelujah. And thank, you know, I love this opportunity to be able to bless, you know, the artists. And like I said to you, I don't know if you heard the introduction. You guys are like my favorite. I love your style. First of all, tell everybody about your style. Tell them about that. How did you come up with Judah Band, for those that don't know?
Yeah, so Judah Band, you know, it wasn't never supposed to be what it is, you know, like I was just trying to get everybody together, just to some musicians and some singers just one time, do one concert, and that was going to be it. That was it. And then
that concert
made people want us to show up some other places. So we put the name together, and we've just been moving ever since. It's unreal what God is doing, what he's done. You know, it wasn't even anything that we asked for, and definitely unexpected. You know, in regards to our style, we just try to be authentic to who we are. You know, I told God, if I'm going to do this, I'll do it as long as you let me be who I am. You know, and I think a lot of people try to create other versions of themselves so people will like it or like mm-hmm. them. I just have to be exactly who I am. And I tell everybody on stage, you know, just be exactly who you are, the best version of who God made you, you know, and we'll let God use us that way. I think that's where his glory is. It's in authenticity.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I think that he gets so much more glory and so many people are drawn to him because there's so many different type of people, creativity, gifts, talents, etc. You know, people want to express themselves, right. You know, in their dress and be colorful and things like that. And I've always been artsy like that. And so that's why I think you guys are like my favorite, because I just love it. Just I'm so drawn to you all. I love your dancing. I love your freedom of expression overall. And just even following you on social media, I'm like, I'm just like, what is he doing now? Like, I just want to know what you guys are doing, you know, with your families and everything. It's just so refreshing. But tell us again how you got with Wait and See. Wait and See is beautiful. It sounds like it's live. Is it live? Was it recorded live?
It's live-ish. It's live-ish.
Okay. Well, you know what? So, I love it. It sounds live. So live.
Yeah, it's not live. Wait and See. You know, the Hush, the EP, the whole thing is, the whole project, the whole collective of music is just our response to what I think the enemy is trying to attack our faith, you know, as a people. If he can get us to stop believing, he can get us to stop hoping, stop dreaming, you know what I mean, then we're done. We're stagnant and we're no enemy, you know, we're no threat to him. So Wait and See is just kind of like, yo, it's just a matter of time. Like, you can, you know, you can get mad and go sit in the corner, or you can just wait and watch God do what he's going to do, because he is God. He's been God a long time. So Wait and See is just like, it's just kind of our declaration that it's just a matter of time. Just watch.
I love it. I mean, you said it's live-ish, but see, that's what I want people to know, that your energy is so, like, the energy and the sound is just, it sounds live. I mean, you guys are just live.
We're just trying to fake it. We're just faking the Dr. G energy, you know.
Well, I don't know, but I love Judah Band all day long. You guys need to go and cop everything Judah Band. Go and look it up. Judah, J-U-D-A-H, Band, B-A-N-D. Go and Google them. Go and follow them. Go and buy everything on Spotify, everything, Apple, everything, where you can buy all records, music records. Lord, I'm aging myself. Sorry. Go and buy
all the
product.
Tracks you could possibly muster up.
Don't you make fun of me. Listen, go and get all their stuff. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, on Instagram, Judah_Band. Also, you know, on Facebook, we're Judah Band Music. If you want to see some of the stuff that we have going on, you want to book us, go to our website, judahband.com. Also, you know, we've got the glam shop there. So some of the stuff, the funky stuff that you're talking about that we wear and things like that, you can find that on the glam shop as well. So, you know,
when I first saw them at the Stellar Awards, oh my God, they just, it was, they stole it to me. I'm sorry. They came in that Stellar Awards 2 years ago representing, I mean, I was like, who are they? And then I saw them perform and I was like, oh my God, my heart just melted. I am going to follow them. I could not wait to get in touch with you guys, because the show, your performance is so live. Your whole energy, the way you walk in together as a unit, just unified and just anointed as I don't know what. It's amazing.
Thank
Go and
you.
Follow Judah Band. Again, what social media can they follow you? Go now.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, and on the website, judahband.com. I thank you so much for all the love. I can feel it through the phone.
I love you. I hope you got a couple of seconds, Randy. Just a couple, to leave me a drop with I'm about to call him Bishop. Why do we keep wanting to call you Pastor and Bishop, Doug? I keep calling him Pastor and Bishop. Producer Doug, please go ahead. And if you don't mind, Randy, can you do me a drop real? I gotta have one from you. Okay, yes, fantastic. Okay. Need. Okay, Doug, Randy's waiting for you, and then we're going to close out the show. Thank you so much, Randy, for staying with me and being so patient. I appreciate you.
Good. Thank you. Am I going to see you in Vegas?
I won't be there this year, but you're going to see me somewhere, that's for sure. We're going to make sure that
okay,
happens.
Well,
you guys going to see
we'll
me somewhere.
Be looking for you.
All right. Love you guys. All right.
Love you
that
back.
Was Randy Weston from Judah Band. Okay, Gina G. We don't have time for a commercial. Randy and Producer Doug. I only call him that.
Not the Reverend.
Because of the guests. You know what I'm saying? You know we only say Doug, so I get all tangled up. Anyway.
Reverend Doug.
Every time. Okay, Producer Doug and Randy, they doing their thing. But meantime and in between time, where you on your way to, girl?
I am on my way to New Jersey. I have a show this evening in Philly, so I am headed that way. So if you are in Philly this evening, come to Warm Daddies. It's Women Crush Wednesday. I'm along with three other beautiful, beautiful, talented women, and I'm so excited. I've met only one other girl, so the other ones I have not met yet, but I just can't wait to just get, you know, in the mood, in the zone with these ladies. I love female comedians. So Auburn James and Tada Shear and Woo Woo, they will be there with me this evening.
Oh, it's going to be a family affair with all the women. I love it. Okay, like as I promised, because tell everybody where they can follow you real quick, too. I want them to get that.
Of course, you guys can follow me on Gina G Too Funny on all social media platforms. It's Gina G, the number 2 Funny. And on Facebook, it's Gina G T-O-O Funny. And a super, super quick shout out to my sister-in-law, Angela Banks, who had her 30th birthday over the weekend, and I got to miss it. Sky.
30. I remember
30,
that.
30, child. I wish. Let me take me back.
I remember that. I thought everything would be right when I turned 30, but that's another story. 30 is a good number.
We need a whole
another
hour for that, people.
Oh, yeah, I need another hour. It just took me back. I couldn't wait to turn 30. I thought everything would magically come together because I was a hot mess in my 20s. But anyway, that was long ago. Happy 30th. Listen, for the person that I want to bless, we're going to bless here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I need you to go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Write me a short testimony. Whoever's the first one to do that before 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and noon Pacific Time. Again, noon Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I need whoever's the first one to write me a testimony, a short, brief testimony of why you need this summit. And I'm going to bless you. We're going to bless you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with the All Access Pass that we talked about earlier in the show. And so go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. There is a place where you can send a message to us and we will receive that and we will go from there. All right. And whoever's the first one shall be the winner. All right. Listen, go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat while you're there, everybody, and like the page. Okay. And also
like the page, get on Alexa, tell Alexa to pull up Gina's Radio Chat. Tell iHeartRadio, tell Google Play, tell everybody about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes, Lord, we appreciate you guys so much. All right, and also go on Gina R. Prince Instagram. I did a lot of cleaning up. I cleaned up some house. So now I'm ready to go ahead and open the gates now. So you all are welcome to join me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love you guys so much. Because I've had that app for a long time now. I think like since, I don't know, like six, 2016. And at first it was a business account. I had my real estate on there. You know, we've evolved. So you guys have been growing with me. So I just want, you know, authentic and people that connect with the vision and the ministry and all of that. If you're a singer, songwriter, artist of any kind, if you are in ministry, women, men, if you have an organization that helps people, I just want all of that. If you're looking for a life transformation and a life change, connect with me on Gina R. Prince on Instagram, okay? I don't want no foolery. I don't want to know nothing freaky deaky. I just want nice, pure, loving, so holy, soulful, trying to live right, on all the edge, trying to figure it out. I want, you know what I mean? I want the Lord, but I don't know how. I mean, I want you that, okay? So please follow me. I don't want to fight with nobody because my content now. I done had people want to fight with me because of my faith and my belief. I don't want none of that now. You can keep that over there on your page and you can talk about me on your page, but I don't want you coming over my page talking about me on my page that I work so hard on and minister to the people of God on, okay? You know what I'm saying, Gina G?
I know exactly what you're saying.
All right. Well, anyway,
I know all too well. That's a shame.
Yeah, it's sad. Anyway, but anyway, you got the stalkers and stuff that want to hurt you and put you down and stuff. You can keep your opinions over on your page, and I won't bother you if you don't bother me. All right?
Hello.
Love you so much. Again, whoever's the first one, at 12 noon, 2 o'clock p.m., and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Time, and noon Pacific Time. Okay, testimony, I need to see it. All right, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. Okay, you guys, it's time to go.
Get it.
Until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your
destiny.
Until next time, we loving you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.